The group Family Farm Defenders has joined forces with organic farming co-ops to collect food like squash, potatoes, and beets from their own fields, as well as canned food, rice, and beans. They've already sent 2 busloads of supplies, along with other essentials like flashlights, batteries, propane canisters, and diapers, to temporary camps in Alabama and Mississippi. Family Farm Defender member John Kinsman says the project is a response to a call for help from the Black-owned Federation of Southern Cooperatives.
Farmers 100 miles inland have still, at least at Sunday, had no electricity. Of course, their crops were ruined. And then they also, as a long-term thing, their markets are gone. They sold to New Orleans. They sold to those other cities, and they also sold to the casinos. And so they're in dire needs of all kinds of help.
There are more than 300 families camped at a retreat center outside Selma, Alabama, from farms that were wiped out by the storm. Kinsman spoke with some of them who drove up for the Farm Aid concert in Chicago last weekend. They said they were grateful for the aid that came in the first Wisconsin bus caravan because they've been largely ignored by FEMA and the Red Cross. They've also begun lobbying the Department of Agriculture to postpone loan payments until they can get back on their feet.
They have loans coming due and interest because all farmers are owing money, and they have no crops to harvest. They have no income. And as of Sunday, they had been unable to get any response from Johannes, the Secretary of Agriculture.
Kinsman says donations of both food and money are being accepted now for another busload of supplies that will leave soon. Some of the cost is being covered from money raised at the Farm Aid concert. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.